In chapter 3, Mishnah 5, Hamatanen Betit Hanagov. If a person dampens his produce in dry clay, and it's the kind of dry clay that although it's like drying, it's still wet. It's still, you know, partially wet. It's not completely dry. So does this render the produce susceptible to impurity or not? Rabbi Shimon Omer, he says, Im yesh bo mashke tofeach. He says, if in the clay there's enough liquid to dampen something which to transmit, meaning that if you touch it, the damp will pass onto whatever you touch it with. That's bechiyutan. Yes, then the produce will become susceptible to impurity. Vimla, but if there's very little moisture over there in the clay, that it's not even that wet, it's even less wet than that, and a bechiyutan, that won't make the produce susceptible to impurity. That's not considered like a liquid enough that it will make the produce susceptible. Next case, if a person sprinkles water on his threshing floor, and before he puts in a silo, if you can imagine a silo where they're going to put the produce after they harvest it, and he wets the floor, he tries to damp it down. So, doesn't have to worry that he'll put in the wheat, and the wheat will become wet and susceptible to impurity. And the reason being that the threshing floor is so dry that any water that poured on there just gets sucked up into the threshing floor, and there'll be nothing left on top that will make a produce, the wheat that he puts in there, wet. Hamalakei tasavim, next case, kashehatel alahem, someone who picks up grass with dew on it in the morning, and he wants to kind of roll it up in his wheat. He wants to take this grass, and he wants to rot. So the grass is wet because of itself, it's grass, but this grass also happens to have dew on it. Einan b'chiyutan, says the Mishnah, it's not considered susceptible to impurity, and the reason being that this person's intention is to have the moisture of the grass wet his produce, not the dew. Now, dew is one of the seven liquids that makes susceptible to impurity. Moisture of grass is not. So in this case, Aviad won't be susceptible. But if he does want the dew to wet his produce, that's what he wants, then then the produce will become susceptible because dew is one of the seven liquids. Next case, takes his wheat to grind it. He's on the way to the mill over there, and it starts to rain down on his wheat, and it starts to get wet. Im samach, so he says, if he's happy, says the Mishnah, if he's happy that it's getting wet, he's pleased that the rain is moistening it, b'chiyutan, then it is susceptible to impurity. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, if shashelo lismach, he says, no, it's not possible that the guy isn't pleased, right? You're always going to be pleased. If your wheat gets wet, everybody welcomes the watering. It has to be ela im amad. It has to be that he does some sort of physical action in order to show that he's pleased. And what's a physical action over here? He like stops the carriage, you know, just to get a little bit more rain coming onto it. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you always need some physical sign or some physical action, and you'll see this follows through the next Mishnahs, in order for him to show he's pleased, and then only then will the produce become susceptible to impurity. Brings up here, the Locha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda. So for all the next Mishnahs, the Locha doesn't follow Rabbi Yehuda.